Imagine standing in a crowded room at NYU, watching Brian Cohen connect with entrepreneurs not as potential investments, but as long-lost relatives. This relationship-first approach would later lead him to become Pinterest's first investor when it had just a few thousand users. While most angel investors fixate on financial returns, the real magic happens when you build authentic connections that transcend mere transactions. Angel investing isn't just about money. It's about creating relationships that amplify human intelligence and cultivate innovation. The best angels don't see deals. They see people with names, dreams, and potential that extends beyond spreadsheets. This human-centered approach explains why even Shark Tank's notoriously ruthless Kevin O'Leary admits Cohen's wisdom changed how he evaluates startups. At its core, angel investing is personality-driven. The most successful entrepreneurs understand this isn't just about raising capital, but raising believers. The entrepreneurial journey resembles a spiritual quest more than a business endeavor. My path began with advice from a professor. Never, ever work for anybody. It's the closest thing to slavery. These words guided me toward entrepreneurship and angel investing. The best founders possess an almost mystical combination of integrity, determination, and street smarts, qualities that can't be faked. Contrary to popular belief, passion isn't essential for startup success. What matters more is applying sound business principles, identifying problems for disruption, and executing flawlessly. Howard Morgan of First Round Capital requires entrepreneurs to demonstrate both passion and the ability to communicate their big idea, balanced with business viability. When evaluating entrepreneurs, I look for authenticity. Leadership means confronting chaos and providing honest perspective about priorities. The biggest founder mistake is hiding behind PowerPoint rather than embodying their brand. Without absolute confidence in your integrity, I won't invest, because ultimately, you're selling a promise to create something that doesn't yet exist. Angel investing is fundamentally a contact sport. You're not raising money, you're raising investors who need to feel personally connected to you. Smart angels recognize entrepreneurs do the heavy lifting, while angels enable the process. Avoid problematic investors, shark angels who take rather than give, angel brokers charging for introductions, and controlling angels who criticize every decision. The best angel relationships resemble professional marriages, sharing assets and risks over what could be a 9-year journey before liquidity. We're in an unprecedented entrepreneurship era with two converging forces. Innovation has become cheaper, while the pool of wealthy potential investors has grown dramatically. Open source tools and cloud infrastructure have slashed costs, while digital platforms reaching billions have widened the addressable market. Angels' greatest benefit is perspective from outside the startup bubble. They offer 5 key advantages: understanding leadership isolation, providing honest feedback, recruiting from their networks, supporting additional fundraising, and making valuable introductions to partners, customers, and capital sources. Angel investors want entrepreneurs to succeed, but remain skeptical, asking tough questions to gain permission to believe. A pitch must move forward like a shark stopping kills it. Angels seek validation through respected analysts, customers, metrics, awards, or patents. Effective pitches begin with a dramatic 30-60-second opening, followed by context, then cover team, market pain, product, business model, customers, go-to-market strategy, competition, differentiation, financials, and funding needs. When introducing your team, emphasize future contributions over past accomplishments. Avoid major turnoffs, buzzwords like unique and revolutionary, fabricating answers, inconsistent numbers, creating confusion, keeping a day job, sloppy presentations, founder arguments during pitches, displaying desperation, mistaking investors for customers with demos, including romantic partners on the team, and discussing sales. Experienced investors won't sign NDAs, and asking marks you as an amateur. Instead of protecting ideas, share them widely to refine pitches, discover flaws, and gauge excitement. The risk of idea theft is minimal. People are busy with their own ideas, and investors fund existing teams, not untested concepts. Every startup begins with a belief, but angels prioritize founders who can execute. Flawless execution of decent ideas consistently outperforms imperfect execution of grand visions. Angels seek scalable businesses with clear paths to returns, not lifestyle businesses like restaurants or retail stores. Tom Patterson exemplifies this principle. After experiencing EFG, excess fabric gut, from bunched undershirts and being laid off in 2008, he invested his savings in his vision. Starting with a tailor-made prototype tested with friends, he secured placement at Neiman Marcus, then Nordstrom and Saks. Successful startups embrace five essential beliefs: assembling an ideal team, the hardest element to change; launching quickly for real feedback; understanding customers deeply; commitment to metrics; and embracing frugality. Most startups fail by running out of money before finding paying customers. The most promising ventures thoroughly research customer demographics and observe actual behavior. Professor Clayton Christensen demonstrated this when helping increase milkshake sales by focusing not on what customers said they wanted, but observing that customers bought morning milkshakes to make commutes more interesting and prevent mid-morning hunger. The distinction between investor raising and money raising is crucial. Smart founders seek investors who provide more than capital, offering counsel, contacts, and long-term value. Avoid desperation when approaching angels. Paradoxically, the less you seem to need their money, the more eager they become to invest. When meeting potential investors, remember you're on a sales call and verify they can actually write checks. Many are merely tire kickers who never close deals. Qualify them by asking about their investment history and close directly. We'd like you to participate in our round. Will you invest in our startup? Most startups first seek funding from friends and family who already trust them. This low-hanging fruit represents significant capital. Friends and family invest $50 to $75 billion annually in early-stage U.S. ventures, exceeding both angel investors and venture capitalists. However, entrepreneurs must handle these relationships professionally. Every startup should begin with an exit strategy. The two sweetest words to an angel investor are liquidity event. A well-crafted exit strategy improves success probability, shortens time to exit, and increases valuation. Early exits benefit both angels and entrepreneurs. Today's startups can be sold just 2 to 3 years after founding, with examples like YouTube, 1.6B, Flickr, 30 million, and Instagram, 1 billion. Research shows direct correlation between due diligence time and returns. Angels spending under 20 hours received x1.1 returns, while those spending over 40 hours achieved x7.1 returns. Smart entrepreneurs anticipate due diligence questions and address them proactively. In fundraising, a quick no beats a delayed response. Startups should focus on angels most likely to invest, as time is their most precious resource. Entrepreneurs should vet angels as thoroughly as angels vet startups, prioritizing those whose investments align with their offering. Teamship, the quality of a team's identity and relationships, makes my checkbook come out faster than anything else. I invest in startups with high teamship, even if the idea is half-baked, but never in those with low teamship. A team that believes in each other creates a human connection worth investing in.